This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskilith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And appropriately enough today, Bjarni, we're talking about a band who think it's easier to express themselves in their native language, which is Icelandic. So this is a story about a band who make that decision. I mean, lots of bands do Vibe, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Singing at Eurovision in Icelandic. Yeah.
And they, like we will hear later on, they really connect themselves with Icelandic to express themselves.
Yes. So the band are called?
Yes, that's a good question. In Icelandic, Gelbrigði.
Yes.
It's not a new word. They didn't make it, maybe, but it's not very current. But I understand it. So the variations of your mind, or how your mental state.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they also, like they will tell us, they want to express a lot of different emotions, and therefore they have this name on the band, and then also they use Icelandic for the text.
Okay, so we're going to hear this story in Icelandic, and we're going to hear about the music competition that they won a few days ago as well. And then we'll go back through the story in Icelandic, line by line, and break it into English. So we'll see what words we can pick up, of course, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. So we will start, as ever, just under the image, which in this case is of the band winning their award. Take it away, Björn.
Já, takk. Nýkrýndir sigurverar músiktilrauna, hljómsveitin Gelbrigði, segjast semja tónlist á íslensku af því það sé auðveldara að tjá sig á móðurmálinu. Hljómsveitin fekk viðurkenningu fyrir íslenska textagerð. Spennufall eftir sigurinn. Þetta er mikill heiður. Ég held að orð fáus ekki líst, segir Agnes Ósk Ægisdóttir, gítarleikari Gelbrigða, sigur hljómsveitarinnar á músiktilraunum í gærkvöldi. Þórhildur Helga Pálsdóttir, söngkona hljómsveitarinnar, var enn í spennufalli og Ásthildur Emma Ingileifardóttir, bassaleikari, sagðist ekki sjá fram á að jafna sig á sigrinum á næstunni.
And now we drop below the video player and carry on.
Hljómsveitin Gelbrigði var stofnuð fyrir tveimur árum þegar hljómsveitarmeðlimir voru aðeins 17 ára. Við höldum okkur ekki við eina senu. Þetta verður að einhverju og einhvern veginn passar það saman við okkar tónlist, segir Þórhildur Helga. Við höfum alltaf sagt, tónlistin okkar Gelbrigði af því að það þýðir einhvers konar skapsveiflur og tónlistin sem við spilum mjög svo út allt, segir Agnes Ósk. Ólust upp við músiktilrauna tónlist. Agnes Ósk segir hljómsveitarmeðlimi hlusta á mismunandi tónlist. Við fáum innblástur allstaðar frá. Við ólumst upp á músiktilrauna tónlist eins og botleðju, naglbítum og dúkkulísum. Gelbrigði fekk einnig viðurkenningu fyrir textagerð á íslensku. Að mínu mati það svoleiðis að mér finnst að orðin skeri dýpra, meiri þýðingu, meiri merkingu og það auðveldara að tjá sig á móðumálinu, segir Ásthildur Emma.
And then we drop below a link in Icelandic to the story of them winning and we carry on.
Agnes Ósk segir að það hafi ekki verið meðvitað val hjá hljómsveitinni að semja bara á íslensku. Okkur datt ekkit í hug, held ég, að semja á ensku. Ef eitthvað þá sögðum við að við ætlum ekki að semja á ensku. Næsta gigg, aldrei fór ég suður. Það stutt í næstu tónleika hjá hljómsveitinni. Hún ætlar að koma fram á tónlistarhátíðinni aldrei fór ég suður páskana. Þórhildur Helga segir smáskífu á leiðinni. Við mjög spennt fyrir henni og búin að bíða mjög lengi.
Okay, so let's go back to the start of this story. Again, we start just under that first image of the band with their prizes as they won that music competition a few days ago.
Já. Nýkrýndir sigurverar músiktilrauna hljómsveitin Geðbrigði segja semja tónlist á íslensku af því að það sé auðveldara að tjáðu sig á móðumálinu. So the newly crowned winners of music tilraunir, and if we translate the name of that competition, it's Music Experiments, and actually started back in, I think I say correct, 1982, back in the community center Tónabær.
Yes.
I even worked there as a youngster, loading some musicians back and forth when I was at my Tónabær years.
Yes, and some big bands have come through this.
Absolutely.
Years,
so this is really a big platform still is for new orchestras with young people that are really trying to get there and and get some attention and so on. So it's really great. It still continues.
Yes.
The band Geðbrigði, they say that they compose music in Icelandic because it's easier to express themselves in their mother tongue. Hljómsveitin fekk viðurkenningu fyrir íslenska textagerð and the band got an extra prize, or acknowledgement for texts in Icelandic. Spennufall eftir sigurinn. Let's see. Spennufall is when you're completely drained after winning.
Tension drops away.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Þetta mikill heiður. This is a great honor. Ég held að orð fáist ekki lýst. I think that word can't describe this. Segir Agnes Ósk Ægisdóttir, gítarleikari Geðbrigða, sigur hljómsveitarinnar á músíktilraunum í gærkvöldi. Says Agnes Ósk Ægisdóttir, the guitarist or the guitar player of Geðbrigði, about the winning of the band at músíktilraunir last night. Þórhildur Helga Pálsdóttir, söngkona hljómsveitarinnar, var enn í spennufalli og Ásthildur Emma Ingileifardóttir, bassaleikari, sagðist ekki sjá fram á að jafna sig á sigrinum á næstunni. So Þórhildur Helga Pálsdóttir, the singer of the band, she was still in tension drop after all this.
Still in shock.
Yeah, still in shock. And Ásthildur Emma Ingileifardóttir, the bass player, said that she would not compose herself or get herself together any soon about this winning this.
So this is a big win. This meant a lot to the band.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hljómsveitin Geðbrigði var stofnuð fyrir tveimur árum þegar hljómsveitarmeðlimir voru aðeins 17 ára. And the band Geðbrigði started 2 years ago when the group or the band members were only 17 years old. That, of course, means that they are around 19 now. Mm. So they are young musicians, so it's a great opportunity for them. Við höldum okkur ekki við eina senu. Þetta verður að einhverju og einhvern veginn passar það saman við okkar tónlist, segir Þórhildur Helga. So we don't keep ourselves to one scene, meaning then one, type of music and lyrics, this becomes something and somehow it fits with our music, says Þórhildur Helga. Við höfum alltaf sagt, we have always said, tónlistin okkar geðbrigði af því að það þýðir einhvers konar skapsveiflur og tónlistin sem við spilum mjög svo út allt, segir Agnes Ósk. Our music is Geðbrigði because that means some kind of mood swings and our music or the music that we play is very much so all over the place, says Agnes Ósk.
Lots of different types of music.
Exactly, and lots of feelings. Ólust upp við músíktilrauna tónlist. Grew up with or by the music from the competition músíktilraunir. Agnes Ósk segir, hljómsveitameðlimir hlusta á mismunandi tónlist. Agnes Ósk says that the band members listened to various different types of music. Við fáum innblástur allstaðar frá. We get inspiration from everywhere. Við ólumst upp á músiktilruna tónlist eins og botleðju, naglbítum og dúkkulísum. We grew up with the músiktilrunir music like botleðja, naglbítar and dúkkulísur. And here I changed them to nominative. Mm. So if somebody likes to, of course, search for those bands that are still known that started in this competition, you could easily find music by them.
Because the nominative is the case that you would use when you are searching for something.
Exactly.
It's the simplest case in a way, isn't it? So just those band names again then? For
In nominative, botleðja, naglbítar, dúkkulísur.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Geðbriði fekk einni viðurkenningu fyrir textagerð á íslensku. Geðbriði obtained also the viðurkenning, you can call it, it's a type of a prize or a diploma even, it depends on the context, for texts in Icelandic. Að mínu mati það svoleiðis að mér finnst að orðin skeri dýpra meiri þýðingu, meiri merkingu og það auðveldara að tjá sig á móðumálinu, segir Ásthildur Emma. In my opinion, it's like this that I find the word cutting deeper bring more meaning and more practically greater translation, you could also try it, meaning.
More significance.
Significance, very good. Yes. And it's easier to express yourself in your mother tongue, says Ásthildur Emma. Agnes Ósk segir að það hafi ekki verið meðvitað val hjá hljómsveitinni að semja bara á íslensku. Agnes Ósk says that it wasn't a determined choice by the band to just or only write in Icelandic. Okkur datt ekkert í hug held ég að semja á ensku. We didn't even think of composing or writing in English. Ef eitthvað þá sögðum við að við ætlum ekki semja á ensku. And if anything, then we said that we wouldn't do anything in English. Næsta gig aldrei fór ég suður. The next gig, you say it, don't you? Yeah, like a concert.
Yes.
It's right from English there. I never went south. And actually, we could have a whole episode on all that.
But yes,
that's because it's held in Ísafjörður, in the Westfjords. This term means, of course, who the ones that didn't go to the city, go south.
And it's also about saying we didn't need to go south because we've got all this amazing music up here.
Exactly. So that's a real philosophy about the name of that festival.
Yes.
Það stutt í næstu tónleika hjá hljómsveitinni. There's not a long time or there's short while until next concert is by the band. Hún ætlar að koma fram á tónlistarhátíðinni aldrei fór ég suður páskana. They are going to perform at the music festival Aldrei fór ég suður during Easter.
I do love the name of that festival, Aldrei fór ég suður.
Yeah.
Literally, never went I south.
Exactly.
If you take it literally like that. Yes, I never went south. Didn't have to.
Yeah. I was good enough here. Yeah. I enjoyed it here. Þórhildur Helga segir smáskifu á leiðinni. Þórhildur Helga says, what would we call a EP, no.
A single?
Single,
yes.
A single is on its way. Við erum mjög spennt fyrir henni og búin að bíða mjög lengi. We are very excited about this publication and we have waited for a long time.
So slightly longer story than usual today, but I thought it was worth taking a look at this because this band, of course, have had a very successful week and they've got much excitement coming up. They're playing that festival, a new single coming out. But really to talk about the idea of writing a song and performing a song in Icelandic.
Mm-hmm.
And, do you find, I mean, one of your many hats is as a language teacher, of course. Is there more confidence now, do you think, about the Icelandic language? We try to do a little bit here, of course, on Oyskilith every week, but is there more confidence among Icelanders when it comes to using the language internationally?
I would hope so, yes, yeah. Because, well, it has always been this tension, or are we, like for musicians and then in the text, are we going to, for example, do it all in English so we can, everybody can understand and easier maybe grasp what we are trying to say? Or is it the question of the uniqueness and the excitement with the Icelandic that maybe gets the ears of many people also, and therefore it gets interesting because of the Icelandic? And very interesting to see that, like those young musicians, they think it's totally not a question that...
Yeah, they wouldn't even think to sing in English.
Not for now, at least. And of course, everybody can vary that through the years, but at least for now, they find themselves very well with the Icelandic.
Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, takk.
It's Rúv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Rúv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Rúv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Rúv.